I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yeah, what you need to know being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Here she is, Lindsay Baseball, with what we need to know.
Well, Cappy, what you need to know is that Californians will soon be able to jaywalk without getting ticketed, allowing pedestrians to informally cross streets, quote, as long as it's safe to do so. That's because Governor Gavin Newsom signed the Freedom to Walk Act on Friday. The new law, which will go into effect on January 1st of next year, says that police officers can only ticket someone jaywalking when there is an immediate danger of a collision. So no more jaywalking tickets as of next year. So yay.
That's very helpful.
Yeah. I'm sure very you've helpful. Been caught and ticketed for jaywalking all the time, huh, Cap?
Never caught, never ticketed, but a regular jaywalker. There now, I do try and abide by the law because I like to push the button and have it say, wait, wait, wait. And I feel like a lot of times when you're driving, you're not paying attention to people who have the right of way and actually you're supposed to be able to walk through the crosswalk. So I try and abide by the law. But there are plenty of times when I'm in a place and I'm like, come on, let's just make a run for it. I just run right across the middle of the street. So I'm a jaywalker. I admit it. Never been ticketed.
Well, there you go. Now you're safe from tickets. Jaywalk it. Jaywalk as you please.
Anybody else a jaywalker, or is everybody here a law-abiding crosswalker?
I would say it depends where I'm at. Like, if I'm in, like, a residential neighborhood or something that's more residential, then yeah. But if it's, like, here downtown, are you crazy? No way, man. Like, first of all, the streets are too damn busy. You'll get your ass run over.
Yeah, I'd be scared to do it around here, especially. But, I mean, I'm like you, Cap. I like to live on the wild side and sometimes start crossing the street once the countdown has already begun, you know?
Right, you got 10 seconds to go and you're like, come on, we can make
10?
It.
10? No, are you crazy?
I mean, it depends. Like,
wait, what does the street look like? Right.
Exactly, because I remember back in the day when we used to party like in Pasadena and stuff, the cops are just looking for you to do that.
Yeah.
So they can give you a ticket.
Yeah.
And that was like the notorious city.
There used to be, when I first moved here, 6-7 years ago, and we were coming here, there used to always be cops out there on Olympic and Figueroa giving jaywalking tickets all the time back then.
That's crazy.
Really? Jaywalking tickets?
Yeah. I swear to God.
LAPD don't got better things to do?
No, you know this is one of the only cities like in the country that still tickets people for it. But not anymore.
A lot of cities didn't do it. Like, they didn't care unless, like Lindsay said, that if you were going to cause an accident or whatever. But Pasadena, notorious for giving those things out.
How about the governor? The governor's like, hey, you can go ahead and jaywalk because gas is so damn expensive that you should start walking more and driving less.
Probably.
So just run, pal.
Just don't be the drunk person jaywalking because, you know, don't be sloppy.
Don't be sloppy?
Yeah, exactly. Well, definitely don't do that. Yeah. So, all right. That is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Cappy.
Yo.
College football is back in a big way here in L.A.
Well, I got to say, George, you and I on Friday of last week, and I know we were off yesterday because of the Rams game, but we thought that USC would smash Arizona State and that game would be over at halftime, and that actually did not happen.
I know, but we did nail the UCLA game.
Well, no, not exactly. Not we, you. I actually thought Washington would win
right.
the game.
Oh, that's right. You took Mason's bet.
Yeah. I thought Washington would win the game, and I will say this. You know, UCLA, you got to give it up to these guys. You know, they're under the radar. Mm-hmm. People don't pay attention to them. They're not nearly as sexy as USC, the transfer portal, the NIL money, the coach that came in and, you know, now lives in the palatial estate, the wide receiver that's driving around in the Bentley. I don't know if that's really true. I'm just kind of exaggerating.
Well, I don't know about that, but I know that the coach definitely stays in a palatial estate because I know the property.
the point is this, though, is that USC is very sexy.
Yeah.
And they went out. And
they ooze sexuality.
Right.
If they were a girl, it'd be like, or a guy that would, you know, like they would be the heartthrob on the show, like on a movie. They would be the model. And UCLA, when it comes to football specifically, is a little more like, you know, like a regular, you know, Joe, basically.
Right. UCLA just does not have the appeal that USC does. And again, just think about the USC story. Forget about history and tradition.
But
for
by
a
the
second.
Way, it flips for basketball. USC has been kind of has been pretty good at basketball over the last, you know, 5-6 years or whatever. But UCLA is still the brand. Don't get
right.
it twisted. You know?
Right. But still, but just USC. Just let's just talk about this year for just 1 second. Yeah. Not the history of both programs.
Yeah.
USC got the coach.
They did.
USC got the quarterback.
See.
USC went out and got the wide receiver.
Yeah.
They got a whole bunch of kids in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
And immediately, because of who USC has been, they skyrocketed up the charts.
Correct.
And they're at number 6 in the country right now.
People are like, USC's back. Let's go.
UCLA, on the other hand, played in front of incredibly sparse crowds.
Yeah.
They had a very weak opening schedule that no one was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
They barely got by a team from the Sun Belt Conference. Granted, that conference had already knocked off a bunch of teams from Power 5 conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had a chance at home on a Friday night against a conference opponent that was nationally ranked at number 15.
They whooped their ass.
UCLA did something that many of us didn't know that they were going to be able to do.
I mean, they actually held on at the end. But they were whooping them at the beginning, for sure.
So give UCLA their credit. Because UCLA, in my opinion, has just skyrocketed to the front page. And now you've got an undefeated USC team against an undefeated UCLA team, and both battling for everybody's eyeballs and people to come out and support them. Listen, this could get real exciting. I mean, if these two teams could somehow meet each other later in the season, unbeaten? Oh, man. I mean, that would be old school USC, UCLA, traditional college football rivalry kind of game. That's what I'm jonesing for.
It would be great. But look, I've told you, USC has got a real opponent this weekend, okay, against Washington State. That Washington State has played really well this year. You can't take them lightly. Even the Arizona score, a lot closer than I thought it was going to be, and they pulled away in the second half. Obviously, we know Utah's coming up. And for UCLA...
Well, they've got
Utah this weekend. Right.
So the thing about UCLA is this. UCLA pulls into the top 25.
Oof, their next two are really hard.
Right. But again, if UCLA can beat Utah and Oregon, you're asking a lot.
Yeah.
But if they can,
oh, man.
Everybody it's in LA on. Will start to really, really pay attention.
Yeah.
Now, on the other hand, if they lose to Utah and Oregon, people will be like, well, you see, that's just UCLA. They kind of got lucky. They beat Washington.
Right.
We should have known better when they barely got by and they had to kick a short little field goal to beat South Alabama.
Somehow they split those two, there's still a lot of juice for that game later in the year.
Well, not only that, because the schedule, Stanford, Arizona State, Arizona, by the time they get to USC in the middle of November, they could be, if they split these two games.
Right, they're a one-loss team, right?
Yeah, they could be 8-1, 9-1 somewhere in that neighborhood. Yeah. But, if they're better than we all know because most of us haven't paid attention to them.
Right.
God, that would be exciting. Come on, UCLA.
Yeah, it would be fun. But I'm curious. I think the next 2 weeks for both teams will be very telling. We'll see where they're at legitimately based on what the next 2 weeks look like.
So UCLA's got Utah at home and then at Oregon. You say USC has Washington State.
Washington State this weekend at home and then at Utah.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, these are, like you said, these are 2 weeks that are likely going to define who USC and UCLA are. Exciting. Really exciting.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, it's great. Great. Epic. This could be fun. God, I'm rooting for these guys from UCLA too. Look, the other thing about it is like when you're a sports fan in LA.
No, tell me what the thing about it
is. I'm gonna tell it to you right now. This is the thing. If you're a Laker fan, you're a Clipper hater.
You see Kawhi, isn't it?
I did see Kawhi like some highlights in his first preseason action.
Looks pretty good.
Did you see AD yesterday?
Looks pretty good too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Plus AD's afro is just fire.
Yeah.
God, he looks so cool. You know?
I think that I'm curious to see the Lakers situation because I just think that that's a little bit of a tougher climb. But not with AD, I'm saying, but just in general because the West and the NBA is so difficult, particularly up at the top. But I am curious to see also the Clippers part of this because the Clippers roster on paper, and I know we've said this a million times, I thought the roster they had a couple years ago was really impressive. This one is way more impressive.
You going to be watching a lot of Clipper basketball this year?
I will be, actually.
See, I won't be. Yeah. This is exactly what my point was.
Yeah.
If you are a Laker fan or you follow the Lakers, you probably don't care so much about the Clippers.
Oh, no, you care. You care a little bit.
I don't know, man. You think a lot of Laker fans are going to be like, hey, by the way, I'm going to watch a Clipper game
tonight
just because I want to know what's going on with them.
I don't think they're
going
to go out of their way to watch them because they also play on the same nights, you know, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's other things going on that a Laker fan initially will keep tabs on. But don't get it twisted. On October 20th, you think the Laker fans want to lose again?
No.
To the Clippers?
No, I do not think so.
Yeah.
But I guess here's what I'm trying to get at. You know, if you're a USC alum, you may have hatred, if you will, for UCLA. If you are a UCLA alum, same thing going back to USC.
Correct.
But if you're not an alum of either school, I am personally a fan of both teams. And really, even though I consider myself an SC fan much more so than a UCLA fan, I would really, really love to see UCLA's program come back to where they're a consistent top 25 team so that it could be more fun for everybody.
Yeah, listen, I think that it is more fun that way when those two schools are at least, you know, relevant in a bigger way than just the rivalry of two individual institutions that are based, you know, whatever, 20 miles apart or whatever it is. But I think that the thing that you need for UCLA's sake, and we talked about this kind of at the beginning of the season, if you remember, they also need good showings here moving forward because they're going to be in the Big Ten in 2 years. And that's not – as much as the Pac-12 has played a lot better this season, and it's by no means a cupcake, like there are legit good football programs in that conference this year. The Big Ten, you're going to get that with more frequency is my point.
Yes, but I think also for UCLA – you're going to be able to recruit better than ever when you get to that conference. This is just my opinion. But when you're going after a kid who's in Pennsylvania and he's thinking about going to Penn State, Michigan State, but then you say, well, just we want to get you to a visit. Come out to California. Let's see what you think about L.A. And then you get onto that UCLA campus and then you
beautiful.
Go step into
yeah.
the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
You're like, do I really want to play at Penn State where I'm freezing my ass off? Or would I rather play at UCLA when I'm going to play Penn State and Michigan and Michigan State?
Let me tell you something. If I were a college recruit, you could not pay me money, okay? And in some of these cases, we've clearly learned that they have, and they are now with NIL. You would not have enough NIL money in the bleeping world to send me to go play at one of those Big Ten schools where it is freezing and snowing. And hell no. That is not happening.
Did you just say hell nah?
Hell nah!
Dude, I like to say hell nah. Don't
hell
be saying hell nah.
Nah.
You already used don't get it twisted. You can't use don't get it twisted and hell nah just in a couple of minutes apart.
Hell nah, don't get it twisted.
That's messed up, man.
But you could not pay me. There is no amount of NIL dollars. You would have to give me like Google. You'd have to say, here's Apple. Like, fine, I'll go to Wisconsin. But no way. I would be a warm weather kid for sure if I played football. No
I know,
doubt.
But I'm telling you.
I don't know how
you.
Your ass did it.
I don't know how I did it either.
And standing around waiting to kick.
Oh,
that's even worse.
Dude, I froze my ass off so many times
in games.
At least
these dudes are running around.
And, dude, listen, nowadays there are so many ways to keep yourself warm on an NFL sideline.
Right. You didn't have that back then in the 90s.
And back then, forget about it, man. We just froze. We were soaking wet. We tried to stand next to the heaters. Guys would get lit on fire. I mean, and, dude, I was a kid from Florida.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know how. I just wanted to play big-time college football, and the best opportunity I had to do it was at Pitt, so I just took the opportunity.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. And now you're in the Western Pennsylvania Jewish Hall of Fame.
So. Jewish Sports Hall of Fame.
Jewish Sports Hall of Fame.
There's a nuance there. There's a little bit
of
a nuance.
Sorry.
I mean, I just want to be very specific about the Hall of Fame that I'm in, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
All right. That's why me and LeBron get along so well.
Hall
we understand
famers.
Each other as Hall of Famers.
Yeah, Hall of Famers.
H-O-F-er to H-O-F-er.
Yeah. Hey, coming up next, speaking of LeBron, where does he rank in this NBA GM survey that's got all these questions about players and teams and where they'll be and where they should be ranked? So all the GMs get polled, and this is what gets spit out by NBA.com. We'll have that for you in regards to the Lakers and LeBron and the Clippers and everybody in between next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yeah, a little music. That's the one thing we don't get enough of when Chris is doing all his rejoins, is we don't get enough music to sample that's cool and new and interesting. Now Chris is listening to this going, muttering under his voice.
I was going
to
say, now you're not going to get rejoins for two weeks.
Yeah.
Out of protest.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Well, he's still also upset with you from last week when you told him to shut up on
air. He deserved it.
He was really not happy.
He deserved it. Well, I know he's at a dinner tonight with not girlfriend Lisa, so.
Oh, that's right. Sexy Classy's in the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Sexy Classy, yes, is in the house.
She is.
Now he's got to give up the car again. So there's that.
Hey, George, I'm going to tell you that I know you wanted to get back to some Lakers stuff, and then we got Big Deal or No Deal, but I just want to preview for the end of the show today.
Okay.
I've had a lot of 710 listeners hit me up that wants specific shout-outs on today's show.
Oh, okay.
So if you've put in a shout-out request and you've hit me up directly, I got you hooked up. And I got some interesting stories, George, that I want to tell you at the end of today's show.
Okay.
With a little dealer's choice, you know.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
I love how somebody responded to the question that I asked you about your poop. And if it was like, you know, 10 is apocalyptic, you know, and 1 is like roses, like where you stood. So
yep. I said 7.5.
Yeah.
That person said something like, if you think you're at a 7.5, you're probably really at a 10.
I mean, he's probably right.
He probably is.
Yeah.
Probably is.
All right. Speaking of right, that's for you to interpret whether you think the GMs in the NBA are right. Laura, give me some, or Lindsay, somebody, Laura, both of you, give me some NBA music.
Both of y'alls.
Please. Oh, that's the ESPN music. By the way, this ESPN theme music,
yeah,
it's being retired.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the new stuff. Hold on, let's see. I know.
But I'm saying like that for it served its purpose for 20 years. Year 21, there's going to be a new theme song for
have
ESPN.
Have you heard
NBA.
It yet?
I have. I heard it at the meetings last week.
Oh yeah, and? That's right. You got the sneak peek.
Yeah, I'm curious to see the reaction. It's fine by me. I don't like get all bent out of shape about those things. But I'm curious to hear the reaction because this has been going for 20 years, mm-hmm. and eventually people are like, "Wait, what happened to that thing? Like, where's that music that used mm-hmm. to play?" Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not the NBA on NBC, but it's been there for 20 years.
Well, it came out today, people were ripping it pretty bad.
They were right. Yeah. They didn't like it. Now it sounds like to me the new one is. It sounds more like Collegey. Where it almost like, I think it sounds like kind of like an HBCU band a little bit, but it's got like more percussion into it and it's different. It's definitely different. So, all right, let's get to this NBA rejoin. Rejoin. This GM survey, that's what I meant. So, Cappy, who do you think the team to beat to win the championship? Who got voted the most by the GMs?
I don't know. I'll take a stab here. I'll say Golden State again.
They were number 2 on the list, 25% of the votes. Milwaukee Bucks, number 1. And
really?
Look, I'm not that surprised. Giannis is at the peak of his powers, or at least getting there. He's the best player in the sport, and the best player in the sport usually hogs some championships.
So the NBA general managers suggest that the Bucks are the most likely team to win.
Correct. Bucks 1, Warriors 2, Clippers 3, Celtics 4.
Now, these are the same GMs as that I recall last year. Didn't they have Brooklyn to win?
72% of them, yes, had Brooklyn to win.
And didn't they also have last year the Lakers to face Brooklyn in the finals?
They did, yes. No, I don't know about that, did they?
So I guess what I'm getting at is, if my memory serves, I mean, if you had Brooklyn and the Lakers last year, and this year you've got Milwaukee.
Now, some years they have been right, though.
Okay, I'm just saying last year they were
No, it's fine.
I mean, far off.
Right. But so were a lot of us. So, yeah, it's pretty fascinating. So let me see. Let's go down to the West now. Western Conference rankings. Who do you think they have? Where do you think they have the Lakers?
I mean, I'd say the Lakers are probably 6-ish, 7-ish, ish.
Yeah, 8th. So the highest votes they got was the 4 seed by a couple of GMs. But for the most part, that's it. That's the highest they got. And they basically averaged out to an 8th seed in this GM survey.
Okay, well, it's better than being a 9 or a 10, right?
It is, because at least you have home court in the play-in, but you're still in the play-in. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think they rank the Clippers, Cappy?
Clippers have a buzz around them. Clippers are getting Kawhi back. People think the Clippers are, you know, really well-run front office. I'd say, you know, after Golden State, Phoenix, I mean, I'd say they've got probably the Clippers in the 2-3-ish range.
Laura, how do you say number one in Spanish?
I don't.
Numero uno. They have the Clippers as numero uno.
Is that right? Really?
Yes.
The NBA GMs think that the Clippers are the number one team in the West.
48% of them voted for the Clippers. 48% voted for the Warriors as far as first place votes. But the Clippers got more second seed votes and more of the total percentage. So, yeah, the Clippers, number one seed, according to the GM survey.
Again, remember, this is the same group of GMs that last year said the Lakers were going to be the number one seed.
They did. They did do that, if I recall correctly. All right. If you wanted to start a franchise, you could pick any player in the league, Cappy. Who are you going with?
Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis was number one. Who do you think was number two?
For me, it'd be Steph.
It's not Steph. It's Luka, because usually they go younger guys there.
All right, I can buy that. I can buy younger. Okay.
Let me see. Oh, Lindsay, this one's for you. Player that will most likely have a breakout season. Number one, your boy, Evan Mobley.
That's right. Saw that.
USC's Evan Mobley. Let me see. Now, this is where it gets interesting on the best players by position. Mm-hmm. Because LeBron didn't get any votes for point guard. Mm-hmm. Obviously, didn't get any votes for shooting guard because he hasn't played that position.
But they give him any votes for like a forward position?
Yes, at small forward and power forward. He was number 4 at small and number 2 at power.
Okay.
So that's interesting.
Well, and by the way, you remember you were talking about how LeBron was number 6 on the top 100 players list?
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. If he's number 6, but he's number 4 on one position and number 2 on number 4, I mean, it's not that shocking that LeBron's not considered a top 3 player by the people in the league anymore.
Yeah. No, right. Well, he's also year 20. I think that plays a role in it. So.
Yeah.
Let me see. Anything on the coaching things? Which team made the best overall moves? Oh, Cleveland, Lindsay, again.
Yep, that's right.
Donovan Mitchell's on this list. Mm-hmm. Which team will be most improved, Cappy, in this new season from their last season's record?
I mean, I guess since you've already mentioned them, I'll take a stab at the Clippers because of all their guys that were hurt.
41% of the GMs say the Clippers. And Cleveland, again, number 2. Mm. Hey, Cleveland racking up all these awards.
Rack him.
Oh, jeez.
Let me see. Is there anything else on the Lakers here? Who won Rookie of the Year? That doesn't affect them. Rookie of the Year. Rookie of the Year. Rookie of the Year. Best international players. That one's easy. Let me see. Best defensive player. The Lakers don't have any of those. At least not right now. Well, maybe AD if he were healthy, but I don't think people buy in them. Let me see. Did Anthony Davis get any votes? Let me see. It was Giannis, Draymond, and Rudy Gobert. Bam Adebayo, Drew Holiday, Kawhi Leonard. Ben Simmons, Andrew Wiggins, no AD votes at all. Not even in others receiving votes.
Wow.
Best perimeter defender, Kawhi was number 3.
Who's number 2? Who's number 1?
Marcus Smart and Drew Holiday.
Okay.
Best interior defender, Rudy Gobert, Giannis, Draymond. Nope. Most versatile defender, Giannis, Draymond, Bam. Did AD get any there? No, Kawhi did, though. Wow.
You know, all this talk about...
Not a lot of Lakers in here. I got to be honest with you.
Doesn't sound like it. I think you upset my stomach when you were talking about other things earlier. I got to go for a second.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You got to poop on the air.
Not on the air, but let's hit the break and come back with Big Deal or No Deal, like a little early. Come on, do me a favor.
Hey, King, do him a solid.
Yeah,
hey,
I don't know about a solid. I don't know about a solid.
Damn, Cap, stop. Ew.
You guys are gross.
Can I get a Hey King request?
Hey, King, let's hit the break early.
Okay, we'll do that. Go to break.
I just, your laugh is too contagious, bro.
Go to break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks, Christopher. All right, Lindsay, you take it away. Is Cappy back from
Yeah, I'm here. I'm in the house.
Nice. Did you have to go?
Oh, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
It was that quick?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we don't have that much time, you know?
Yeah. Oh, okay. As long as you took care of business.
Yeah.
Speaking of bathrooms and bathroom breaks, DK Metcalf had to go to the bathroom on Sunday, and during the fourth quarter of the Seahawks-Lions game, Metcalf was carted off the field without any explanation. Well, then, according to the Fox broadcast, Metcalf was carted off the field because he had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So Metcalf basically then became a meme with everyone joking at his expense. So do you think it's a big deal that Fox outed DK Metcalf for being driven off on a cart to go poop? Sedano.
Yeah, I think it's a big deal. They shouldn't have outed him, although it's funny. I mean, Paul Pierce eventually told the story on The Jump many years ago, where when he was in the Lakers series, when he was wheeled off on the wheelchair, he said that it was that he actually had to go to the bathroom.
So explain to me, because I guess I didn't know that it was Fox who outed him. I thought he outed himself. Fox say?
They brought it up. I mean, I don't have the clip, but they brought it up on the broadcast because they were like, nobody knew what was going on. And then I guess when they came back from break, they were like, well, turns out he just had to use the restroom. And then everyone started talking about it. So he commented on Twitter saying like he wouldn't have made it if he would have tried to hold it in and walk.
I understand. I understand that dilemma. Have you ever seen a guy in an NFL football game have to pee on the sideline?
Have I seen it?
Yeah.
Yes, I've noticed someone do it before, yes.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they'll have like a couple of players stand around them, they'll put towels up, and the dude is like down there in a cup.
Yeah.
I mean, so that, you can do that, but you can't do the other thing, and when it really hurts bad, you're like, I can't make it. So, I mean, I guess the only thing you could do is you could run real fast, hope that nobody sees what's going on, get to the locker room and ask the equipment manager for like a new pair of pants, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't think it's a big deal.
You don't think it's a big deal they outed him? I mean, it's not a big deal that like he had to go, but like I feel like they kind of did him dirty by outing him about it.
Pun intended?
Yeah.
Real dirty.
Don't you think, Cap? What do you?
Nah, I kind of thought it was funny.
I mean, yeah, you don't care because you just upset it yourself.
I think that stuff's funny. It's funny to me.
What's next, Lynn?
Okay, so ESPN's College Game Day is heading to Lawrence, Kansas on Saturday for an actual football game. Yes, number 19 Kansas will host number 17 TCU, and College Game Day will be there for the first time ever broadcasting the popular college football pregame show. The Jayhawks, who are 5-0, are ranked for the first time since 2009, and TCU is also undefeated at 4-0, so it's actually a pretty good matchup. But this weekend also happens to mark the annual Red River rivalry between Texas and Oklahoma. So, because of that, is College Game Day heading to Lawrence, Kansas a big deal or no deal, Cappy?
I think it's a big deal. I love what College Game Day does. I love the fact that they don't marry themselves to a game in the early part of the season, try and map it out and figure it out. I love how flexible College Game Day is. Look, we were talking about UCLA earlier being undefeated and what that means for Southern California college football fans. In Kansas, a traditional powerhouse basketball school, their football program has been down for so long. So for them to be where they are, undefeated, nationally ranked, playing against another team that's unbeaten and nationally ranked, and to have ESPN show up at their place, it is a huge deal for their program. I'm psyched for those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Because when you think of College Game Day going to Lawrence, Kansas, you think of the basketball College Game Day going to Lawrence, Kansas. And so, yeah, it's a big moment for them. And they've tried, man. Les Miles tried. There's a bunch of people that have gone through there and failed miserably. So for this dude to be able to make that happen for this squad, and we saw glimpses of it last year. I thought they played a really tight game against Oklahoma and Caleb Williams, for that matter. And I'm just glad to see kind of new blood. And to your point, Cappy, I would say that that show in particular, when it goes to new places, you can feel the energy there, and it makes the show pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, I mean, earlier this season when they went to Appalachian State, and they were like, you know what? We would never come to a school like this, but hey, let's do it. And then they got a different sense of what it's like there. You don't always have to be at Notre Dame or Michigan or Texas or, you know, USC for that matter. I mean, you can sometimes go into smaller schools, different kinds of venues. It's really cool. I love it. And by the way, George, this is the other thing. College football's changing. The whole NIL and the transfer portal, it is changing the game. So many of these kids who are finding, hey, I can't play at USC, I'll transfer to Kansas. All of a sudden, you get to Kansas, you're pretty good. And it changes the outlook of the program. I'm loving what's happening in college football, even though I was like kind of the old guy at the beginning and wasn't loving NIL or portal, transfer portal. College football is becoming a lot more balanced.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the portal, bro. That's what I was arguing.
I love the fact that they call it the portal.
I love it.
It's just like some futuristic looking thing.
Nobody. Yeah, exactly. Right. It does that. What do you think the portal looks like, Cappy?
Well, it's funny. You kind of said it, Lindsay, like a futuristic. I kind of think of it as like a portolet. You know
what?
I think of it as like a toilet.
Oh, what is your deal with bathrooms?
What is going on?
I don't know, portal. I mean, portal. The portolet. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't know. Portal. The word doesn't sound like futuristic to me. It sounds toilet.
Really? Like a portal? Like a you know, like transports you? Portal.
I hear it differently. What can I tell you?
You in the poop today?
Yeah, today's been one of those days.
You're like my 4-year-old nephew.
Poopy Cappy.
Yeah, he like asks Alexa to fart, and then he tries to like replicate her. That's like you, but he's 4.
I needed the Pens undergarment today.
Oh my gosh.
Are you that bad?
No, not that bad, but I mean, there was a moment.
Oh my goodness. Do you need more time?
No, I'm good now. I'm good.
Go ahead, Lindsay.
All right, so a cheating scandal has rocked an Ohio fishing tournament operated by the Lake Erie Walleye Trail. After winning catches were discovered to have been stuffed with lead weights.
I saw this.
Yes, the tournament's director grew suspicious of the fishermen who would have won the tournament when the 5 fish that they caught weighed in at 34 pounds total, well above the director's estimate that they would weigh about 20 pounds. These guys, the video of the whole weigh-in has gone viral, and
oh
it's quite
God,
hilarious.
It's
they would have won $28,760 in prize money from the event had they not been found out. But when they did the weigh-in, they found out that there, you know, there was something fishy is going on here, no pun intended, and they found the weights. So the guys, you know, they're in big trouble now, and I feel like this whole thing is funny and kind of a big deal. So I wanted to ask you guys, have you ever bent the rules at all to win a contest? Cappy, I feel like you had to have.
So, first of all, I've seen the video. George, have you seen the video that Lindsay's talking about where these fishermen almost get into a monster brawl?
Yeah.
And the one guy, like, takes his knife out, and he cuts into the fish, and you can see all the weights in the fish. And these fishermen, they are pissed because you violated the rules. You violated the integrity of the fishing competition,
right.
You know? And you also were essentially stealing money if you were to have won. And if you weren't outed.
Right, because it's like hundreds of grand, right?
Yeah, no, but Lindsay, I've never cheated in like a competition, but I will tell you this. When I was a little kid, they used to have these things on Saturday afternoons where you would collect like aluminum cans and then you would bring them to like a recycling thing and you would weigh in your aluminum cans and then they would pay you whatever it was, call it 10 cents a pound, right? So me and my cousin, what we would do is rather than crushing the cans and trying to get like as many cans into a bag as we could, we would fill the cans with sand and then we would put them in the bag and then they'd weigh them in and they'd be like, well, your bag weighs 50 pounds.
How did nobody ever catch on to that?
They eventually did catch on, but the first few times we did it, we kind of got away with it. So it was kind of like loading up those fish, you know?
Yo, this video is out of control. They're like, what do you have to say for yourself? You took all that money, all that bleeping money. They are going at it.
Yeah, I thought they were going to fight.
Sedano, have you ever cheated in a contest before?
I mean, literally, Mason was showing me the answers by accident in that game of games today. And I'm like, bro, if you're going to show me, I'm just going to guess the right answer because you're just putting it right there.
But you at least cheat.
But I told him I was doing it, yes.
You had some integrity about it.
So you had integrity about cheating. Very good job, George. Yeah.
Because I said, I'm like, yo, do you realize you're writing the answers, like the right answers, right in front of my face? Like, I can see it in plain view. And then he claimed I should have looked away. I'm like, bro, they're right there. That's your problem.
He's the same person that has told the story numerous times on the air about whether or not, like, cheating, like John Ireland, you know, when he was, someone was copying off of his paper, whether or not it was cheating. And Mason said that it's not, right? I don't know.
If someone is looking at your work.
Right.
Nobody would look at your work, though, in school, if we're being honest, right?
Gabby?
Not my work, but I'd be looking at other people's work.
Yes.
I mean, I would be cheating. I would. I was not the one that was cheating.
Right.
You weren't cheating off of me.
Right. Yeah,
I was cheating off of you.
You're right. Correct. Yeah. That doesn't seem stunning. I feel like the rest of us on this side is probably the other way around.
What, you think everybody cheated off you three?
Oh, yeah, people cheated off my paper.
I was really smart. I mean, I am really smart, but.
When you know, you said you were really smart.
No,
you said was past tense.
I meant to say, like, in school, I got really good grades,
yeah.
And so everyone knew I was smart. Now, I feel like, you know, people, you know, if you make people think that you're not as smart, then they don't have as high of expectations for you.
Yeah, ain't nobody cheating off my paper, especially in math.
Linz, what do you got? One more?
All right, so one more here, and actually I'm going to skip what I did have, and I'm going to play you guys the new ESPN NBA song.
Okay.
It says ESPN has unveiled their revitalized brand identity for its NBA coverage, including new theme music. And so here's the new...
Let's lower this music and then, right, play the other one.
Yeah, here we go. Cappy, what are your thoughts on it? Because we all know Sedano can't say too much since he is part of NBA on ESPN.
I kind of like it. I mean, remember when we first heard the
Amazon theme?
The Amazon theme, and like it kind of takes a little bit of time to get going.
I love it.
Yeah. This kind of jumps right in.
I told you, there's a lot of percussion. There's a lot of brass. More brass than the other one. The other one was more violin-y.
I'll play the other one. Hold on.
Go ahead. Play the other one first. Yeah.
Right. When you hear this song, you definitely think, you know, NBA on ESPN.
Oh,
right.
It's iconic, though. Like, I feel like they shouldn't have retired it. They should keep that one. It's great.
Yeah. So they wanted to evolve. They wanted something more with more of like a beat to it. You know what I mean? Not a theme, a more beat to it.
I'll tell you guys this. I don't think there's going to be outrage on the streets over ESPN changing its NBA theme.
There's no outrage, but people are like, oh, this is terrible.
I don't think there's going to be this upswell of outrage on Twitter. Like, oh, my God, how did ESPN change their theme for the NBA? I just don't think people, A, care that much, and B, I think the new one's kind of good.
Yeah, well, everybody's written think pieces about it already, it seems like.
Think pieces?
Yeah, all these blogs, man, have written think pieces about it.
Really?
They also updated, like, the graphics and the score bugs and
the
stuff,
graphics
which
look
great.
Out of control good.
They're, like, super clean.
Oh, my
and,
God.
Like,
they look like something out of, like, the most high-tech movie you've ever seen in your life, like a Marvel studio film or something crazy like that. They look great. That stuff looks great.
I'm a nerd. I love these kind of things. I feel like I would have loved to have, like, been a fly on the wall in the new ESPN NBA meetings that you went to, because that kind of stuff, like, I nerd out over that. Like, graphics, yes. Music, yes.
Cappy loved the intel that we talked about. He loved the whole popularity, which teams rate, which players rate, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff, too. I feel like if you think about, like, iconic music, you know, that's related to sports, even though Monday Night Football doesn't use the old school Monday Night Football theme, but everybody knows, bum, 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 bum. I feel like CBS's NFL. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, that doesn't sound like a good version of it.
Bum, 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 bum.
Right, college football on CBS. Right, exactly. There you go. You got it. Or how about like, I'm trying to think of like college basketball on CBS. There's a certain sound to it. But so I kind of associate those things. But the NBA on ESPN, even though I hear the song and I go, yeah, that's what that is, it's not the old school NBA John Tesh NBC song, you know?
Yeah, but people are not thrilled about it. Lindsay's right on the internet.
What's the one that's like,
really?
Dun 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 dun.
I thought it's Monday Night Football. Dun,
no. Is that Monday Night Football?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, they've had a lot of them.
Want to try that one more time?
Dun 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 dun.
Yeah, Cappy, Monday Night Football, right?
Yeah, but I don't.
It does that. That's
yeah,
like the
yeah, you're right, because it goes bum 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 bum.
Yeah, but that's the beginning. What you're doing is where like in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not dun 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 dun.
Right.
It's
bump,
more
bump 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 bump.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That's what I'm thinking of. You're right.
It's that. It's the back part right there. Bump 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 bump.
Dun, wait,
do,
wait,
do,
wait
do,
for
do,
it.
Do 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 do. Dee da dee da do.
Ba da ba ba ba.
This part.
Bump 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 bump. Bump.
Yeah.
Second verse. Say it. Let's go.
I feel like they played that part just like on some of the commercials.
Yeah, sometimes they just do it like in the middle. Yeah. Oh,
it's
look.
A great song.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. People are not thrilled about that, but whatever. You'll get used to it.
All right.
Or not. I don't know.
Do you like it, though?
It's fine to me. I don't have like an affinity for these things, so it's just like...
Well, you guys don't like the Amazon one, and I love the Amazon one.
I don't dislike the Amazon one. I don't really care.
I just, right. That was kind of my thing. It just was a weird beginning, and then I realized, oh, okay.
Yeah, because it takes off after this.
Here goes. Here, ready? This is my part.
Yeah, if they would have just started right there, yes. I would have been like fine with it.
I don't know. I like the beginning.
They didn't need the lead up. Yeah, so. Hey, real quick, coming up next... We got a little dealer's choice and shout-outs. Cappy, shout-outs.
Yeah, I got a few shout-outs and a story to tell you, yeah.
Okay, great.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, Sedano and Cap, final segment. We like to call it dealer's choice. It's kind of where anything goes. Interesting. Mario Ruiz?
Yeah, he's here.
Oh, beautiful.
I told him, I was like, you guys stop in and say hi to Cap.
He's in the studio just to talk to you, fake Mario.
Here he is
getting his headset. He's going to be in the seat.
What's up, Cabby?
Yo, what's going on, Mario? How we doing?
Yo, this YouTube thing is looking fly. I like your set.
Well, dude, this is where you're in my house right now. This is where I do my daily podcast.
Yeah.
The CappyCast.
Right. And you can see I've put the ESPN 710 logos on my monitors behind me.
I see it.
Trying to make it look a little professional.
Yeah. I'm actually in studio today doing some work. I had some business to take care of today in L.A., but usually I'm at home. And I consume all our content at home, and now I'm loving this YouTube stuff. So
yeah, the YouTube's
at home.
Great.
I'm at my desk just watching you guys do your thing. I love it.
Well, now here's the thing.
Go ahead.
When you're at home, if you'll turn your camera on your computer, we can tap right into you. Josh and the team can put you on screen at home.
And then we can just like have you do battles with fake Mario.
Oh, right. All up in my PJs and everything. Yeah,
right.
I love that.
Right, dude.
That'd be cool.
Hey, are we hooking up on October 17th? Are we still doing this?
Yeah, so on the 17th, we're still doing it. You guys are coming in the studio, right? I got a surprise for you guys.
Correct.
Yeah, it's Monday, right.
Now, I can tell you guys half of the surprise. I'm not going to tell you the whole surprise, but I can tell you like half the surprise.
Okay, give me half.
Don't do it.
So I'm going to bring... What do you mean, Laura? I'm gonna do it, Laura.
You're gonna spoil
just
it?
Half, just half,
just half, like because the other half is a pretty big half.
Yeah. So I'm gonna bring in a player. We got our star defender Ryan Hollingshead. He's gonna come in the studio. He wants to come hang out with you guys.
Okay.
But that's just half the surprise.
Okay.
Because he's gonna bring in the other half of the surprise.
Oh, he's gonna bring in.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm a little scared that you guys might be scared, but we'll see.
Is it the Falcon?
I don't know. Let's see.
Okay.
Let's see.
Because I feel like Cappy and that bird aren't gonna mix.
No, me and that bird, we get along great. I would love to hang out with that bird.
Cappy said that his dream was to, you know, do the falconer thing at the beginning of a game.
Would love to do that.
That bird is a killer. When you see him fly around and dive in for that opposing team's logo, that thing is a killer.
So, I love it, man.
Yeah, that falcon is
okay.
All right, so cool. Let's see. This is what's today's date? Today's October 4th.
Yeah.
Is there?
Okay, and then it's not this
2 weeks
upcoming
from yesterday.
Monday. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about that NBA thing we just played though. That NBA.
You don't like it?
you know what? It kind of sounds kind of footballish to me. It doesn't really sound NBA.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's sounds a little like, that's what I said, college
NFL
football.
It sounds NFL films kind of, sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to take some getting used to.
Yeah.
Is what I think it'll take.
People don't like change. So.
Nobody likes change.
Nobody likes change. So everybody's going to have an opinion.
Nobody likes change. Wait. I mean, listen, it's funny because like a show like First Take, right, has had the same kind of song. They've refreshed the song a little bit for their intro, First Take intro. But it's still Wale. It's still the same rapper. You know, he just freshened it up a couple of times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what SB Nation wrote? You know, you're talking about think pieces that everyone did on it.
Yes.
SB Nation's is titled, ESPN's new NBA theme is ruined by triumphant farting horns.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. So people are really ripping it.
Talking about farting, man. I'm listening to the show over in Studio B.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get promos of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if I can make promos about farting.
No, you got to make promos. The best part of today's show, I laughed, I think, for like 5 straight minutes when Cappy went into Jim Rome mode. Laura will have the audio for you. That is the promo. Is Cappy kind of the end of Cappy's take being fired off or pieces of it, and then us just howling with laughter going, did you just channel Jim Rome? And then Laura playing the jungle music. That's your promo
But the other thing is that all the everybody in the circle of trust now like putting out pictures of me telling everybody to check yourself.
Right.
You know, and then now what they've even come up with is now the new Photoshop picture is me as DK Metcalf being carted off the field because I got to go to the debate.
Right.
That's definitely a good one.
There's a lot of promos from today's show. There like the Hell Nah. The Hell Nah was great, too. Yeah. That one's already locked and loaded. That was already in the system.
I like Hell Nah. I like it.
To be 100, though, to be completely honest, this show right here is the easiest to make promos out of.
Wow.
Really?
Thank you. We'll take that as a compliment.
Just keeping it 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Mario, while you're here, let me just sit in with us for a quick second here. So this past weekend, guys, I got to tell a quick story.
Yeah.
So it's Rachel and I and a couple friends, we went to this this Ohana Fest in Doheny State Beach, you know? And Friday night, George, Stevie Nicks performed. Stevie Nicks is 74 years old. She is older than my mother. You cannot believe how amazing Stevie Nicks sounds.
Did she sing 17?
She did. She's incredible. She really is. Saturday night, I don't know if you guys have ever heard a guy named Jack White.
Yeah, of course.
Jack White puts on a show that'll blow your mind. I mean, mm-hmm. He's just an incredible performer. And then after that was Eddie Vedder. And Eddie Vedder's not Pearl Jam. Eddie Vedder's his own guy. And he's got Chad Smith, the drummer from the Chili Peppers, and this guy Josh Klinghoffer, who tours with Pearl Jam. But he's not doing Pearl Jam songs. So a lot of the crowd seemed upset that Eddie did not give them what they wanted. I was like, what did you people expect? You know, he not here with Pearl Jam.
I feel like Eddie Vedder is very much in like the Tom Brady mode for you. Like, it's like your boyfriend.
Yeah, I love Eddie Vedder.
You will defend Eddie Vedder's integrity, his character, and you would do it even before Rachel, I believe.
But you know what? Truth be told, though, George, I too was a little disappointed. I was like, Ed, come on, man. Like, we all want to hear the songs that we know.
I thought you were going to ask him to bring it in or something.
No, I would have asked Ed to bring it in a heartbeat, but we never had that chance.
Oh.
But here's listen to this story. Does this name sound familiar to you? Baseball history here for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Does the name Jim Campanis sound familiar?
Of course, yeah. Former Dodger executive.
No, but this is not – that's Al Campanis.
Oh, Al Campanis. Sorry. So who's Jim Campanis?
Jim Campanis was a Major League Baseball player.
Okay.
So here's the story. So it's Saturday night, and Rachel's not with me at the show. She went with some friends, and now it's kind of a little bit later in the evening, and it's in between Jack White and Eddie Vedder.
Yeah.
And so I'm, like, waiting for her at the door to give her her ticket to get in. And I got to send a shout-out to Tammy Miller Caballero – and her son, Tom Caballero Jr., because these two were the security people at the gate. And I was hanging out with them, and we were laughing and having a great time. They were wonderful people. And then this other gentleman shows up, and he's wearing this red coat. And if you just look at our circle of trust, George, I just put a picture on Twitter. So this gentleman, he's this older guy, and he's wearing this red coat, and he's got on this championship ring. So I say to him, hey, what's that ring? And he said, it's a World Series ring. And I said, oh, really? From who? And he said, the Dodgers. And I said, well, you know, how'd you get that? And he goes, well, how do people get World Series rings? And I said, well, when they're players. And this guy whips it out, dude. He just whips it right out of his pocket in that moment.
Whoa, careful. Pause, it's a family show.
Pause.
Fall back.
Yeah, no. What I mean by he whips out a picture. He's got three baseball cards in a row, and he's got pictures of him when he was playing for the Dodgers, the Royals.
And it looks like the Pirates.
And the Pirates.
Yeah.
And so I wind up getting into this full conversation with this gentleman who played for the Dodgers. I want to say he was on.
And he was just security at this place.
So he's an older guy now. And in his after baseball life, he has for the last 10 years been doing like security at concerts. I don't think he's exactly breaking up fights. You know what I mean? I'd say he's probably managing people.
Yeah.
But he's like, here, put the ring on. So I'm like, wait a second. I got to take a picture of this. So I put the ring on. He's got the baseball card. And here's this guy, Jim Campanis, who was such a sweetheart, such an angel. And it turns out that Jim, Tammy, and her son, Tom, all working security, they're all huge 710 listeners.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, shout out is coming for you guys 100%. What a cool story, because he actually was telling me about his Major League Baseball pension and how much freaking money he is getting paid all these years later. I'm like, what are you doing this job for? You're making all that money. He's like, yeah, it's fun. I like it. I like being around people. I like managing people. What a sweetheart of a guy. So shout out to Jim Campanis. Dude's like 80-something years old, and he's out there still working it, humping it, working security at all these shows.
Whoa, again, where's your mind today?
Get this lingo from, Cap.
What? I mean, you know, when you
humping
work
it?
Hard. Yeah, you're out there. You're
I've never heard that.
No, Lord, man. Everybody context. Here reacted, just
seriously.
Jumped.
Like,
first then, he whipped it out, now he's humping it.
There's a lot of situation there, you know?
Yeah. Whoa.
Phrasing, bro.
And last thing here, speaking of shout-outs, I had this couple send me a message on Instagram.
Yeah.
Hey, and King. And they, George, I swear to you, that's exactly what they said to me. They said,
I'm
hey,
sure
King.
They did.
They did. And they said, hey, King, you know, we're huge fans, blah, blah, blah. Can you give my boyfriend a shout out? He's turning dirty 30. And then I kind of was like flattered, like that they really get the show, hey, King, the whole thing. And then Laura, kind of, what happened to you?
Aw, did you get butthurt because she sent me a message, hey, Queen, asking for the same thing?
Yeah,
but can we just give him a happy birthday? That's all Louis wants.
That's like, it.
Louis,
they just want a happy birthday.
He
she
wants
just
a happy
was
birthday.
She was trying to get it on the show in one way, shape, or form, so she hit up a bunch of people.
Yeah.
She gave me the hey king, she gave Laura the hey queen. Shout out to Luis, who's turning dirty 30,
yeah.
And shout out to his girl at killabees.com__
Wait, why? I mean, you don't know if she wants like her Instagram.
No,
out
I was
there
gonna
in the public.
Say, Cappy, that's not a good look. She didn't give her
that
name.
Is a good look.
She didn't give nothing. So why
that
would
is a good
you?
Look.
No.
Yeah,
because
no.
she's gonna be happy when people follow her.
No,
yeah.
Her profile is private, so people
oh, well,
have
then
a private
don't, people
profile.
People
get
in there then.
Yeah.
All right,
no,
well,
nobody wants
you?
To get in there like that. You just like doxed her.
People want to get in there.
Dox her.
To do what?
They want to follow her. They want to follow 710 listeners.
We gotta wrap though, boys.
I know what doxing is.
Yeah. Like right, a dachshund. Well, you're a dachshund.
Shout out to all those wonderful people that we had a chance to meet this past weekend.
All right. Laura says you went way over the break, but it was worth it for the laugh. Cappy, great job.
Yeah, you too, man.
Enjoy the high holies.
Yes, thank you. That's right. Everybody have an easy fast.
Yes. All right. Great job, Lindsay, Laura, Mario for hanging out, Christopher as well for the one open that he did today. Yeah, thanks,
Chris. On tape.
Appreciate it. So, Lakers talk with the Slee is next.